Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This year, find out which retail companies are naughty and which ones are nice. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, every year we do this naughty and nice list, and where we catalog the various retail operations and which ones will acknowledge Christmas and which ones ignore Christmas. And every year we have a lot of media coverage on this because they're interested as well. And we're not typically promoting retail, you know, dollars, but if you're going to spend money for Christmas, you'd rather do it at an operation that acknowledges Christmas, that says Christmas, like Merry Christmas. You know, that's back. President Trump said, we're saying Merry Christmas again. None of this happy holidays or whatever, you know. And so there are still some retail operations that are stubborn and not acknowledging Christmas.
Yeah, there are some, and we have them listed on the naughty and nice list. And those that are stubborn are on the naughty list. The interesting things, we'll get to those in a moment. They've never changed. I think those that are there, most of them have been there all the time. There's a couple of changes, like with regards to CVS and Walgreens. Sometimes they're on the nice, sometimes they're on the naughty. More often now, they're on the naughty list. But the others, they seem to have stayed there, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
But, and it's encouraging to see that the nice list is growing.
Oh, the nice list has been growing.
Hopefully
the nice
we have
list
an impact on that.
Much smaller when we started. Yeah. And in fact, we started the naughty and nice idea, and then other organizations started their own version of naughty and nice. So it was nice to see the copycats, which are fine, to be able to get the more information out to different constituencies.
Sure.
But we started it about two decades ago. We began originally with the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, which was designed and is designed to educate and, where necessary, to litigate to make sure that Christmas is not censored. And that was focused on the public and the private sector. So public with regards to nativity scenes out there on the government property, or could be singing Christmas carols in public school, passing out Christmas cards, wearing red and green in public schools. And then it also was in the private market, that is to say, nursing homes, assisted living facilities got into this censorship, and then some employers as well. Both public and private. But then what happened a few years after we started that, the retail market got into the censorship business. And it was very obvious when they renamed the Christmas tree to the holiday tree. And I remember one of the magazines that came out during November for Christmas material to buy. They had a whole page that was a couple of pages that was dedicated to Hanukkah, and they called it Hanukkah. They had the middle section dedicated to Christmas. They called it holiday. Everything was holiday. Holiday lights, holiday wreath, holiday tree. And then the third section was Kwanzaa.
Oh, my.
And they had Kwanzaa there with whatever, you know, kinds of things you have for Kwanzaa. So it was pretty obvious they were specifically recognizing Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. But in the middle, they censored Christmas and they named everything holiday, including the Christmas tree.
So they just ignored that this is a celebration of Christ's birth, Christ Mass. That's why we say that.
Yeah, and they reinvented a name for something that everyone knows is a Christmas tree. Everyone sees a tree that's decorated during the month of December, and you know it's a Christmas tree, right? It's not a tree for any other holiday. It's a Christmas tree. It's a tree that is presented and decorated for the Christmas season.
Yeah, you don't put the tree up any other time during the year. You don't say, okay, we're going to go shopping for a holiday tree.
Fourth of July tree.
Yeah, no, you don't have that. Christmas tree.
No, it's a Christmas tree. So when you take something that everyone knows is Christmas tree and you call it a holiday tree, well, what holiday is it celebrating? It's celebrating Christmas.
Kind of blatant.
So that's when we launched the Naughty and Nice list. And back then, the Naughty list was longer than the Nice. And apparently, these different marketing firms, they were convincing the retailers to censor Christmas. even though the vast majority of people wanted and they liked and they didn't have a problem with Christmas.
Even though that's the busiest time of the year for their sales because it's Christmas.
Yeah, so we created the Naughty and Nice list, and we put information on the list so that you could contact them either by phone or through websites. And then when you shopped in person, which was certainly more common back then, 2 decades ago, then you could actually tell the retailers that you appreciated the fact that they have Christmas music, that they have a Christmas tree, or you could tell retailers why you're not going to patronize them because they're censoring Christmas. So on the Naughty and Nice list, we have it alphabetical. We have many, many stores that are listed. We have the Home Depot, for example. It's just one of many. But Home Depot was originally on the naughty side. And then if you go to Lowe's, Macy's, some of those were on the naughty side. In fact, Walmart was on the naughty side.
Those stores like Lowe's and Home Depot would be places you go to buy your Christmas trees.
That's right, yeah. And in fact, Sears here is here on the nice side. It was on the naughty side. And in fact, Sears was one of those that had the magazine that intentionally censored Christmas. Mm. And I remember that when this came out, people started contacting them. They changed their marketing in the middle of the Christmas marketing season. Mm. Walmart was also on the naughty list. You could not find any nativity. You could not find a Christmas wreath, no Christmas tree. They were called holiday trees. No Christmas lights. They were called holiday lights. And so people use the Naughty and Nice list, and they would go to Walmart, and they would complain, why are you censoring Christmas? They would tell the people at the checkout counter, they would greet them with Merry Christmas, and the people at the checkout counter would greet them back with Happy Holidays. And then when pressed, they would tell the customers that we have been told we can't use the word Christmas. Mm. So if somebody said Happy Hanukkah, they could say Happy Hanukkah. But if somebody said Merry Christmas, they would have to say Happy Holidays.
Well, then you say, well, I'll do my Christmas shopping somewhere else.
And that's what people did.
Right.
They did that sometimes in person, leaving their goods that they had purchased
right
there at the desk and walking out. It doesn't take long, you know, for some of these retail companies to realize they've made a mistake. And for Walmart, they made a mistake. They realized it. And so they changed. Mm-hmm. And the next year, they came out with a marketing campaign that said, we're going to say Christmas early and often. And they'd done that. They've been on the nice list ever since. Now, when you go to the naughty list, that's a different story. There's some companies on the naughty list that have been there from the very beginning.
Right. You've got like Barnes & Noble. It continues its streak on the naughty list. The bookstore dresses for the Christmas season, but conspicuously leaves out the word Christmas, with at least one exception near the bottom of its page if you go online. Below its Hanukkah gifts section, while the store sells Christian and Christmas products, the bookstore remains distracted from the reason for the season.
Now, Academy Sports has been on the naughty list for a long time, but then last year it was on the nice list after changing its 2024 Christmas Hot Deals campaign to Holiday Hot Deals in 2025. So last year it was Christmas Hot Deals. This year it's Holiday Hot Deals.
And it's back on the naughty
list. So it's pretty obvious what they did. And so they're back on the naughty list. They can't stay out of the corner. They've been sent to the
time
corner
out.
Again. Now, American Eagle Outfitters, I think they've always been on the naughty list, never been off the naughty list. Burlington Coat Factory, never on the nice list. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, I know. That's your favorite every
Dick's
year.
Dick's Sporting Goods. You know, I never go to Dick's Sporting Goods. I haven't done it for years.
I'm just kidding, because every year it's on the naughty list.
It's on the naughty list. And I used to go to Dick's Sporting Goods until they repeatedly were on the naughty list. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, you know, it's not just some general mistake. They have an agenda, and they don't want to acknowledge Christmas. So they have holiday mentions, including Halloween and Thanksgiving, but no Christmas.
But
no
generic Christmas. Holiday gift guide.
Yeah, Eddie Bauer, Gap. Gap's always been on the naughty list as well. They're affiliated with Old Navy, Banana Republic, you know, and others as well. J. Crew Outfitters, never been on the nice list. Mm-hmm. Never been on the nice list. So that tells you something. They have an outright animosity to the Christian viewpoint.
Yeah, so use our list, and you can kindly contact them and email them or give them a call and say, you know what, I would spend my dollars at your store if you would acknowledge Christmas.
Well, you know, Walgreens and CVS, they used to be kind of on the nice list. Now they're both on the naughty list. So let them know. Tell them. And these will change. Now, why is it important? I think it's important because this censorship is cancerous. It continues to spread. And when they intentionally censor Christmas, we need to let them know we're going elsewhere with our shopping dollars. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.